Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Anthony Fauci promised you if you got the vaccine, you'd be protected from COVID. You wouldn't get COVID. He said that. Well, now, four times injected with the clot shot, he claims, Fauci has COVID. But he seems to be well enough to at least show up for a hearing, a congressional hearing, even though he is remote. And Rand Paul was giving him the what for on why they're trying to force children to take this deadly vaccine. Here's how that went.
Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster?
Right now, there's not enough data that has been accumulated, Senator Paul, to indicate that that's the case. I believe that the recommendation that was made was based on the assumption that if you look at the morbidity and mortality of children within each of the age groups, you know, 0 to 5, 5 to 11.
Right. So there are no studies, and Americans should all know this, there are no studies on children showing a reduction in hospitalization or death with taking a booster. The only studies that were permitted, the only studies that were presented, were antibody studies. So they say, if we give you a booster, you make antibodies. Now, a lot of scientists would question whether or not that's proof of efficacy of a vaccine. If I give you 10, or if I give a patient 10 mRNA vaccines and they make protein each time, or they make antibody each time, is that proof that we should give 10 boosters, Dr. Fauci?
No, I think that is somewhat of an absurd exaggeration.
Well, that is the proof that you use. Your committees use that. That's the only proof you have to tell children to take a booster is that they make antibodies. So it's not an absurdity. You're already at like 5 boosters for people. You've had, you know, 2 or 3 boosters. It's like, where is the proof? Now, I think there is probably some indication for older folks that have some risk factors. For younger folks, there's not. But here's the other thing. There are some risk factors for the vaccine. So the risk of myocarditis with a second dose for adolescent boys 12 to 24 is about 80 in a million. This is both from the CDC and from the Israeli study. It's also in the VAERS study, remarkably similar for boys, much higher from boys than girls and much higher than the background. The background's about 2. Per million. So there is risk, and there are risks, and you're telling everybody in America just blindly go out there because we made antibodies. So it is not an absurd corollary to say if you have 10. In fact, you probably make antibodies if you get 100 boosters. All right? That's not science. That's conjecture, and we should not be making public policy on it.
So, Senator Paul, if I might respond to that, we just heard in his opening statement Ranking Member Burr talk about his staff who went to Israel. And if you look at the data from Israel, the boost, both the third shot boost and the fourth shot boost, was associated with a clear-cut clinical effect, mostly in elderly people, but also as they gathered more data, even in people in the 40s and the 50s. So there is clinical data.
But not in children.
Well, here's the thing is,
you're not willing to be honest with the American people. So, for example, 75% of kids have had the disease. Why is the CDC not including this in the data? You can ask the question. You can do laboratory tests to find out who's had it and who hasn't had the disease. What is the incidence of hospitalization and death for children who've been infected with COVID, subsequently going to the hospital or dying? What is the possibility if your kid has had COVID, which is 75% of the country's had COVID, what is the chance that my child's going to the hospital or dying?
If you look at the number of deaths in pediatrics, Senator,
they have gone up since the vaccine. Okay,
deaths.
We're going to have more from Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci coming up later in the transmission. But you know what's really pathetic? That we're still talking about COVID like it's some sort of a massive health threat. The only discussion we should be having about COVID is why it was made in a lab and why those that made it aren't in jail right now. That's what we should be asking Fauci.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
Comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have found it, the heart of the resistance to the New World Order, the heart of the resistance to global government and tyranny, and it's right here on the Alex Jones Show. At Infowars.com and Band.video on this Friday, June 17th, 2022, live transmission. Owen Schroyer still at the desk for Alex today. We may be hearing from Alex before the transmission is complete. We are expecting Alex to be back this weekend. He may be hosting Sunday, but certainly he will be back next week filling his host duties as he has for decades here on the Alex Jones Show. So, one more day of me here. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you today, and I've got a loaded news desk and about 15 video clips here in front of me. Let's see what we have. We've got some news from the White House. It's not good. Biden is really a complete embarrassment, so badly embarrassing the Democrat Party now that they won't even endorse him for 2024. Of course, when Biden comes out and says, oh, I'm running in 2024, that's just conjecture to continue propping himself up as a legitimate president, which he is not. It's like, oh, of course I'm running. I'm so legitimate. 81 million votes. Yeah. No. That's ridiculous. But no one will endorse him. Big leftist publications are basically urging him not to run. But that's really not even the issue. The issue is the economic devastation. And then what is Joe Biden doing about that? He's signing executive orders to make sure American children are gay. That's what Biden is concerned about today. We need more gay children. And we need to make sure that pedophiles have access to those kids because of diversity. So it's just ridiculous what's coming out of the White House today. But you have CEOs and others that are finally starting to push back publicly against this administration saying, hey, look, no, you caused the inflation. Let's be clear here. This has nothing to do with corporate greed, nothing to do with big oil. And so now you have CEOs and other heads of the companies coming out and saying, look, this is Biden causing this disastrous economy. Don't put this on us. We really, I mean, most of these big, yeah, a lot of people made a lot of money during the fake pandemic, but also a lot of people hadn't really recovered. A lot of industries took hits, still reeling from it.
And so then Biden comes out and points the finger. Democrats come out and point the finger, say, big corporate greed. Well, they're finally standing up for themselves saying, no. This is Biden economic policy. This is Democrat economic policy, not corporate greed. But he's signing bills, making sure kids are gay. So you've got that going on. So we'll have that news out of the White House. I do have some news regarding more geopolitical developments with Ukraine and then now Syria back onto the map as an issue. And it looks like China is going to be going into Taiwan. And it looks like that situation may be coming to the fore this summer. So we'll have some updates on that. A fake news fact checker just had to resign because after the USA Today audited her stories, boy, it's so funny. They give InfoWars all this crap, and I won't go too deep into this rabbit hole, but let's just say we have people constantly questioning our editorial standards, and we have to make these arguments in court. But then the USA Today has a fact checker that had 23 articles that she completely made up, completely fabricated. And then they do a quote-unquote audit of the stories, and it turns out they find out, yes, indeed, all of her sources were fake and her stories were fake. And this was a liberal fact checker who wrote fake stories. I thought the USA Today would have higher standards. They audit the story after they publish it. Well, whatever. I'm not here to criticize whatever editorial standards USA Today has. But fact checker, fake news, it's another one. It's pretty standard now, par for the course. These fact checkers end up being the biggest liars you've ever heard of. Then we've got some developments on the January 6th narrative and legal defense that is ongoing. So we'll have those updates for you today. I cannot get over what the Democrats are trying to do right now, infringing on our Second Amendment. It's total treason. But aside from the treasonous aspect of what they're doing, the, I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, double standard, logical inconsistencies, incongruities. It's impossible for someone to actually believe all the things liberals claim to believe. It is impossible. It has contradictory logic built into it. It cannot exist. So I've got more stories here, what the Democrats are doing to violate your Second Amendment rights. And it's nothing will stop the next school shooter, by the way. Everything that they're doing and proposing is not going to do a damn thing about stopping a school shooter. But they're still doing that. So we'll have that. We're going to have more from Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci as well as some other COVID and vaccine news that I have in front of my desk. We have some other election news. Have you been flying lately? You've probably seen or heard what a miserable experience flying is now. That's just more a sign of where the country is at, falling apart at the seams, total cultural decay, societal decay, civilizational decay, and it can almost all be traced back to big government and liberalism and Democrat policy. Then you had an interesting story. Inmate planned to strangle Ghislaine Maxwell in her sleep at Brooklyn Federal Jail, according to her lawyer. So they wanted to Epstein Maxwell. They tried to Epstein Maxwell. And now the lawyer or the prosecution is trying to figure out who paid the woman or who offered to pay the woman. So that story is developing. Pretty interesting. Kind of just memory hold the whole Epstein thing. You know, the mainstream media, they're all friends with Epstein, and they're all friends with the Clintons and the Democrats that used Epstein to hire sex workers and sex slaves So ABC News execs and others made sure to never report on the Epstein story, never report on the Maxwell story, because it would hurt the Democrats, it would hurt the Clintons, and it would hurt themselves that we're all using Jeffrey Epstein's sex slaves and his islands for whatever the hell they're into. So they tried to kill Maxwell, too. Is anybody really surprised by that? Probably not so much. And then we have other clips here from some of our corrupt politicians like Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Oh, guys. Oh, my gosh. Folks, what they're doing at the gay drag queen for kids events now is getting so ridiculous where, I mean, we can't even show the videos technically because they're just running around naked in front of children now. And, I mean, I can't put that on TV, but they're dancing around naked for the kids, showing them breasts and genitals, but I can't even show it on TV.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Countdown for common sense and freedom in America, or the final countdown for global corporate government and world tyranny. Something has got to give. And you're tuned in to this transmission because you know it, and you want to be on the winning side of history. Pro-human, pro-freedom, pro-truth. That's what we represent. And sadly, we are dealing with globalists and quote-unquote liberals, who are really just radical communists and terrorists and degenerates trying to run our country into the ground. And boy, oh boy, is Joe Biden doing a fantastic job of it. Now, Joe Biden is such an embarrassment and such a letdown even. I don't know what the Democrats were expecting. It's odd, though, because when I go back in time, we covered the Democrat debates. And if you recall at the time, Joe Biden was not winning. Joe Biden did not win a single debate. In fact, he was in the bottom. He was either dead last or in the bottom when they had like the 20-man debate or whatever, that clown show. Joe Biden was either dead last or at the bottom of the heap in all polls when asked who won the Democrat debates. And the funny thing is, the people that were believed to have won the debates are the ones that ended up getting ousted from the debate process and the primaries. Isn't that something? Tulsi Gabbard, even Marianne Williamson was a little popular, but they didn't let those two ladies show up to the next debates. They were a little too popular. So that's just Democrats rigging their primary process as they always do. They rigged it for Biden, just like they rigged it for Hillary. Bernie Sanders sits there and takes it like a cuck. But no, so Biden has been such an embarrassment. Now you have every member, Democrat member of the Senate, was asked to endorse Biden for president in 2024. Only five endorsed him. Were there, 51 Democrat senators? So five out of 51. So only 10% of the Senate Democrats would endorse Joe Biden in 2024. And, of course, House Democrats like AOC and others in the squad would not endorse Biden. And The Atlantic has just published the headline, Biden too old to run in 2024. Well, yeah, he was. It's not even about age per se. It's about he's not there. His brain is broke. He's an old, corrupt politician from an era long gone. He's a racist. But, oh, the Democrats forced him into the presidential race and then stole it from Trump, and now we're dealing with it. And now even Democrats are saying, this guy's so bad, I'm not going to endorse him in 2024. And the real question is, why would Biden even come out and say, I'm running in 2024? And the answer is, to cover his own ass. Because he's been such an unmitigated disaster, for him to say, I'm not running again, would just add to the proof of that. So he pretends like he's being has a success story as a president. Oh, I got to run again. Absolutely. No. Biden stares blankly at reporter asking why he hasn't sanctioned Russian oligarch who wired Hunter Biden millions of dollars. Yeah, we all know why. But it's funny because he had one of those old man moments, if you will, where he gets caught off guard by a reporter asking a question, and he just loses it. He just kind of like, he's just gone, like he forgets where he's at. We had a couple of those moments with Hillary Clinton, where she was like having seizures or something. Remember that with the media there, and then on the DNC platform. And so now Biden is experiencing the same thing. It's really sad how Democrats can't see how their party is just recycling the biggest criminals in U.S. political history as their leaders, like Clinton and Biden. But, yeah, he gets lost in the press conference, and he just stares blankly at reporters because he forgets where he is. And then the same thing we've seen so many times, his little workers there, those females that love telling people what to do, those Karens, the White House Karens, come in. Okay, time to go, time to go, time to leave, time to leave. No more questions. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. And they shuffle all the reporters out of there. Biden doesn't have to answer a single question. And they just love it, those Karens, the White House Karens. They just love telling everybody what to do. But Biden asked about the Russian oligarch that gave his family millions of dollars, and he forgot where he was at suddenly. Biden announces sweeping executive order to advance radical LGBTQI+. He actually called it LGBTQL, so he got a little confused. We all are confused. But he wants kids to be gay. He bans conversion therapy, which now includes suggesting that a child should not undergo medical transition. So basically, if your kid, if you have a boy that comes up and is wearing a dress and says, Mommy, I'm a girl now. I mean, I don't really understand how you even make this an executive order. I mean, what are you proposing? So if the parent refuses to let a 7-year-old have gender reassignment surgery, or if a parent refuses to let a 7-year-old have puberty blockers, or if a parent refuses to let their 7-year-old boy be a girl, is that a crime now? I mean, what is the... It's all just leftist gay activism from the White House in an executive order. That's all it is. Aside from the absolute atrocity that it is, how can a president write an executive order saying, parents, you have to teach your kids how to be gay, and if you don't, what? What, Joe? What if a parent doesn't want to give their kid puberty blockers? What if a parent doesn't want to chop their kid's genitals up? What? Are you going to arrest them? Are you going to have the government take the kids from them? What are you going to do? Because eventually they're going to have to answer that question. How do you sign executive orders and have a color of law that's a rainbow flag, color of law that says, oh, parents that don't want to chop up their kids' genitals are going to be arrested now? I mean, you know that's where it goes, right? I don't see where else this thing goes. It's not like it stops at this executive order. They're never going to stop. And by the way, we'll come up and we'll play these videos later. Folks, drag queen story time for kids is like child's play compared to what they do now. I've got videos of drag queens running around with inflatable penises, dildos, that they run up to kids with like a 2-foot penis inflatable. They walk around with like these fake double D breasts that they go literally rub in children's faces. I have the video of this. They flash genitals to children, men showing children their male members. But okay, I guess that's the issue. I guess that's the big issue for Biden. I guess that's the big issue for liberals, is making sure that children are exposed to pedophiles and sexual deviance. I mean, these people should be considered predators and on a watch list, on a neighborhood watch list for what they're doing. So then I have to debate, okay, I've got videos and pictures of grown men at gay pride parade events for kids running around with big inflatable penises that they flash and show children. I've got men dancing with fake breasts that they rub in children's faces. I've got men dancing for children, showing them their penis and testicles. But it's gay pride. It's liberal. And Biden signs the executive order saying, if you don't like it, what, Joe? If you don't show your kids a gay pedophile penis, if you don't show your kids and let them chop up their genitals, what, Joe?
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election, how they're planning to steal future elections, and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online, it's great that millions watch it online, but you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So while Biden is trying to turn the country into a bunch of homos and pedophiles like he and Barack Obama, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's motivating that factor, but seems to be the big push now. The economy is totally collapsing. It's not good, folks. And finally, CEOs and people are actually saying, hey, look, you know, you Democrats, you liberals can try to play the blame game here like you've done for years, blaming us, blaming corporate greed. But you know what? We're not taking it anymore. It's you. ExxonMobil fires back at Biden after he accuses oil companies of profiteering in letter. More oil industry heads blast Joe Biden for threats and blame over energy crisis. Following on your campaign promise to end fossil fuel, consider just some of the policy and investment signals being sent to the market about our refining industry. So, again, it's the same issue where liberals are just idiots. But it's the same issue where Joe Biden campaigns, and he says, we're going to end fossil fuels. He walks right up to a little girl and grabs her. You may remember it. He did that in the campaign about five or six times. Walks up to little girls and grabs them. Some of them he invites backstage with him afterwards, like it's a groupie at a concert or something. Little 5-year-old girls, little 12-year-old girls. And that's Joe Biden. And so he says, we're going to end fossil fuels, and we're going to stop drilling. And then he does just that. And then when your gas prices reach record highs, and then when your energy prices skyrocket, he points the finger and blame at everybody else. Even though that's what he did, that's what he promised he'd do. I mean, and only liberals buy this crap. That's what's so frustrating is if we didn't have these brainwashed morons running around believing all this crap, they wouldn't get away with it. But, I mean, they believe it. They actually believe what Joe Biden says. It's I don't know if there's ever been a bigger case of mass psychosis and mass brainwashing in human history. I mean, is it going to reach James Jones levels? I mean, if Joe Biden tells you to drink the Kool-Aid and then you drink it and you collapse. Oh, that's right. The vaccine is killing people. So I guess they did do that already. But I digress. The Democrats run on ending fossil fuels, and they continue to say, we're in a transition. It's just a transition. By the way, they don't tell you what the green energies are that they're going to use to replace natural gas or coal, because they don't exist. We have solar. We don't really, it's either just not effective or we don't use it effectively. I'd be willing to hear either side of that, but it doesn't work. It's not working for us. It's not the answer. We've got windmills. Those have been a complete disaster. I think those are probably more harm than good. So, oh, okay, we're going to shut off oil and we're going to shut off coal. Oh, what are you going to replace it with? We don't know. It's a transition. And then they say, but we believe this transition will have good-paying jobs. What jobs? There are no jobs. There is no answer. You're costing people their livelihood. You're taking away jobs. I mean, there's a story alone in just people that from 2016 to 2019, oil companies were hiring people sometimes at starting wages of $100,000 a year on a salary, $100,000 a year, to go work in pipelines and oil fields and all this other stuff. And it was a huge economic boom, and that all just got wiped out by Joe Biden. And he says, I want to give you high-paying jobs. I want to give you good high-paying jobs. As his first day in office, he eliminated about 10,000 good high-paying jobs, people making $80,000 a year in the energy sector that he shut down. So, yeah, you can say gas company CEOs or whatever, or have corporate greed. Okay, fine, whatever. They're not the ones doing this. Biden is. Democrats are. And to deny that is just to deny reality. Wall Street Journal, recession fears surge among CEOs. We need to prepare for tough times ahead, said the CEO of Solvay, Ilham Kadri. Brussels-based chemical maker. And it's just got all these different CEOs in there. And, yeah, I mean, so it's like the economy is collapsing. Biden is blaming these CEOs, and they're saying, it's not us. Why would we want the economy to collapse? If we have corporate greed, we want to make more money. Why would us making less money be something we want if we're greedy? Well, what is Biden up to as he tanks the economy anyway? Biden administration, oh, well, he's making the kids gay, but let's not forget about this one. Biden administration to spend $14 million a year rebuilding Mozambique province. Yes, you guys planning on, anybody taking a trip to Mozambique? Mozambique trip, anybody? Anybody want to hop on a plane, head on over to Mozambique? You might be able to find some clean water. $14 million a year rebuilding Mozambique province. You know, that'd be nice if we were doing really, really well here and we could afford maybe something like that, but we can't. You think any of this money is going to get stolen, by the way? The administration of the U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday plans to provide $14 million annually over the next decade to the Mozambique province of Cabo Delgado in an effort to rebuild the region after it was overrun by, Islamic terrorists in recent months? Oh, boy. The state-run Mozambique news agency reported, how much of that money is going to get stolen? What percentage of that cut is for the big guy? 14 mil to Mozambique a year for the next 10 years. So that's 140 mil for Mozambique. Hey, let's build Mozambique. You going to be going to Mozambique anytime soon? I'm going to go play radical jihad in Mozambique. 140 mil promised by the Biden administration to Mozambique. Hey, that's great. More humanitarian aid. The U.S. giving all of its money away to foreign countries. Most of that's probably just going to get stolen because all the countries we give foreign aid to never seem to get better. They actually get worse. Have you noticed that? The countries where we send foreign aid actually get worse after we send them the aid. Just look at Central America. Look at Haiti. And now probably Mozambique. If it's really overrun by radical Islamic terrorists, maybe or maybe it's a CIA front group, where do you think that money is going to go, folks? What do you think is going to happen in Mozambique with that money? I mean, give me a break. Another $100 billion for Ukraine, too, you know. You're working five jobs to keep a roof over your head and gas in your car and food on the table. Biden can sign checks to foreign countries at will. Stock market fall has wiped out $3 trillion in retirement savings this year. Thanks, Biden. How's your 401k doing, guys? Yeah. Now, a lot of this is kind of like, it was so good under Trump, that's almost... So really, the reason it's so bad is because it was so good under Trump. With retirement, savings, 401ks, stocks, everybody was going gangbusters under Trump. So now that it's so bad, it looks even worse because it was so good before. The juxtaposition there is pretty incredible. Cost to finance a new car hits a record $656 per month, and auto shoppers could pay even more with latest Fed rate hike. How are you guys liking Democrats in power? How are you guys enjoying that? Fed promises unconditional approach to taking down inflation in report to Congress. Oh, unconditional approach. So how long you think they would need here, guys? They're promising a full-fledged effort to end inflation, which first they said doesn't exist. Oh, okay, now they're going to have a full-fledged effort. How long do you think they need? 3 months, 6 months, a year? Because I bet you in 3 months or in 6 months or in a year, inflation ain't going down, folks. It's only going up. And then Biden says to the press, he says, no, we're not in a recession. A recession is not inevitable. What? We're in it.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't you wish you could just go out into the woods or to a lake somewhere, or a mountain, just sit down, turn on some country music, and just enjoy the beautiful splendor of God's creation without having to deal with these damn demons trying to ruin it? That'd be nice. We can hope, we can dream, and we can try to build that future that we all want to see. But we've got some things in our way. You know what I mean? Got some things in our way. All right, let's take a look here at some of the latest developments on the January 6th front. Now, this was big news breaking yesterday with Alex Jones and Pete Santilli. And I had some other people reach out and discuss this as well. January 6th committee commits illegal acts that could end the entire persecution. Now, let me kind of just give you the backdrop here that aside from the details, what needs to be understood. What the Democrats are doing with this January 6th committee and hearing, and even in a lot of these cases, has never been seen or done before in American legal or justice history. Never been done before. Holding people for nonviolent crimes and holding political prisoners pre-trial as long as they've done, never done before. Never been done before. And, I mean, it's straight-up political prisoners, but okay, aside from saying, hey, they're political prisoners, which is true, just the mere fact that they're holding these people pre-trial
a lot of them just for misdemeanors, is already unprecedented. And so what they're doing now, because they realize, you know, judges and lawyers are starting to look at this and realize what it really is. It's Democrat Party political prisoners and persecution. And they're kind of starting to tilt their head a little bit, say, yeah, this is really not good and extremely dangerous still going on. So what the Democrats are doing now is they're trying to ramp up the charges, and they're just inventing new charges. It's like, you already have a case, you've already been indicted, and then the Democrats, they just give you a new charge, just out of the blue. That's never been done before. But that's not even the big one. For them, there's a lot of censorship going on here. For example, they won't release all of the January 6th footage that they have because it'll show Antifa going in first, and it'll show how, aside from a couple dust-ups with cops that got bad and a couple people breaking windows or stealing property from inside, 99% of the activity that day was innocent. And they don't want you to see that because they've been lying about it from the beginning. They don't want you to see the cops lobbing grenades into the crowds. They don't want you to see the cops waving people into the building. They don't want you to see the cops removing the barricades. They don't want you to see the cops opening the magnetic lock doors. They don't want you to see the cops actually having conversations with some of the people out there, saying, all right, how can we do this? How can we maintain the peace? How can we do this the right way? So that's all unprecedented. And by the way, what's not unprecedented but what's going on behind the scenes, I mean, there's only so much I want to say here because obviously I've got my own legal case. But basically, folks, discovery goes both ways. I'll just put it that way. But anything a January 6th defendant gets in discovery is not allowed to be shown to the public. I'll just leave it at that. So then they have these depositions that are totally illegitimate, and these witness testimonies that are totally illegitimate. It's a kangaroo court. It's not even a real hearing because you don't have any defense or two sides presenting evidence or points. It's just one side, and it's just a made for TV event that they're pretending is a real hearing. And so then you take witness deposition for 8 hours, 10 hours in some cases, of these individuals. And then you only make 30 seconds of it or a minute or 2 minutes of it available to the public, available to lawyers in the defense. Again, totally unprecedented, all illegal. So I think the judges that have been looking at this have just been kind of going along. Nobody wanted to be the judge to stick the neck out there and disrupt the Democrat Party agenda because they know what happens when you do it. They send terrorists to your house to kill you. So nobody wanted to disrupt the Democrat Party agenda at the risk of the Democrats sending a terrorist to your house to assassinate you. Just ask Steve Scalise about that, or Rand Paul, or Justice Kavanaugh. And so nobody wanted to be that judge. Nobody wanted to do that. So these things just went on and just got worse and it got worse and it got worse. And now, though, it's so bad. I think it's so bad now that judges and lawyers are sitting here saying, okay, this is maybe we were in it to protect ourselves, not wanting the Democrat terrorists to kill us. And maybe we were just kind of going along saying, you know, in the belief that this is fair game that we're playing here. And the Democrats are playing fairly. Well, that's all out the window now. Everyone knows the Democrats aren't playing fairly. Everyone knows this whole thing is a sham and a charade. But the Democrats still have their terrorists that they send to judges' houses to kill them. So there's a crutch there. But that was all broken down on the Alex Jones Show with Pete Santilli yesterday, and I think there's going to be a lot more coming out. Louis Gohmert put this out today. It's a sad time for America. One thing is very clear. Pretrial confinement is never, ever to be used for punishment, and that's exactly what has happened. It's been used for intimidation, punishment, and vengefulness from a D.C. jail that has enjoyed screwing over the J6 defendants. Louis Gohmert, one of the few speaking out against the political imprisonment of their opposition by the Democrats. And they just arrested Dr. Simone Gold, And here's the CNN headline, doctor known for spreading COVID misinformation. Well, first of all, what does that have anything to do with this arrest? They just had to take a dig at her, you know. They just had to take a dig at her. Oh, COVID misinformation. They don't tell you any of the COVID misinformation, by the way, because everything she's reported on COVID has actually come true. All the misinformation was from Fauci. But, okay, that's not the story. They sentenced her to 60 days in jail, and they've given her a $10,000 fine. And what did she do? She did go into the Capitol that day, and at one point she was on a bullhorn. Now, if you had equal and fair punishment, Dr. Simone Gold would spend a day in jail, maybe a night, maybe a couple hours at max, and she'd get some community service and maybe some probation. And that's what should apply to whoever does political demonstrations in D.C. But no, what happens is if you're a liberal or a Democrat that does a political demonstration in D.C. or the Capitol or one of these congressional buildings, you get no punishment. You might get arrested and booked, but they'll release you. They'll drop the charges. It's what happens 90% of the time with the Democrat liberal activist. But if you're a conservative activist, they throw the book at you. You know that they wanted me, this case is still ongoing, they wanted to put me in jail for 90 days. And ban me from Washington, D.C. for my 30-second interruption of Nadler's fake impeachment hearing. And the punishment was so aggressive that they were trying to get from me. They had to go through, I think, three different judges. It happened so long ago now, I can't remember. Three different judges. They kept having to switch judges because no judge was going to give a man 90 days in jail and ban him from D.C. for 30 seconds interruption of Jerry Nadler's fake impeachment hearing. And now they're ramping that back up against me. I'm not going to make the show against me, but let's just say, yeah, the Simone Gold treatment, they'd love something like that for me. So, oh, they just round up Simone Gold. Oh, they just round up this GOP candidate for governor of Michigan. Oh, they're just throwing him in jail. I'm telling you, folks, I am telling you right now, the Democrats, if they still exist in 2050, they will be, the Democrats will be arresting people for January 6th forever. Forever. And it'll get to a point where it doesn't even matter if you were in D.C. or not. If you said anything about Trump winning the 2020 election, if you said anything about January 6th not being a riot, they will come for you and arrest you as soon as they find you on the map. Oh, you're running for local city council? Oh, he said Trump won in the year 2022. It's now the year 2040. They arrest you. That's where this is going. And now they're going after Clarence Thomas's wife, these sickos. These freaks in the Democrat Party are now targeting Clarence Thomas's wife. How long is it going to be before the Democrats send an assassin to Clarence Thomas's house to kill him like they did Kavanaugh? Still nothing from the FBI on that, though. They're not going to punish Democrat terrorists.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.